You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. If you're in need of a good read or an emotional read, take a look at Death of More Than a Dad on ClevelandBrowns.com right now by our staff writer Kevin Jones, a very personal piece talking about Chris Kirksey, Joel Bitonio, whose fathers have passed away, and even sharing his own loss of his father this past May, our Kevin Jones, in a very emotional, very personal, very powerful piece that I think everybody should go out of their way to read. But don't read it unless you can kind of take a few seconds to digest it. It's heavy stuff, but it's certainly an important article and a very good one from Kevin Jones there on our ClevelandBrowns.com website. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you. Obviously, some more shenanigans, as it were, from John Football over the weekend, and we're going to read some of your tweets on that. We also want your calls, 216-578-0850 as well. And before we bring in our producer, Jason Gibbs, I can tell you one guy who is done with the John Football persona, as it were, and that's Bob Edwards, a regular tweeter and listener to the show, an old school guy, admittedly so, certainly more of a Brian Hoyer supporter, at least at this point, than a John Football. And he said, when does fun become embarrassing? When does drinking become a drunk? It's all about Johnny's weekend and not football. And when is enough enough? You don't have to break the law to be over the line and stupid, but go on and defend him, he said. Now, granted, I've said this was by far my least favorite of his three charades over the weekends in terms of drinking. But I definitely, and that's the sentiment that, you know, I think I worry about from a locker room standpoint, that you have some professionals who are going to say, listen, okay, so you went to Vegas, no problem. You went down in Austin, you had a party, you were on there, okay, no problem. Does it have to be every weekend? Or does there have to be a video every weekend of something that's going to be, you know, a tough, that's what I worry about. And then Bob threw another one out there. He said, I'm 59, lifelong Browns fan, season ticket holder. Anyone respect me for my opinions about my team? Yes.
Sure.
We just gave
that's
you.
Why we, that's why we we're
just,
sharing it,
that's
Bob.
Why we just quoted. Yes.
No, it's, I think that's where this thing could get sideways on him. We're not at that sideways point there. And it's really, it's not about defending him. What I'm not going to do is rip on a guy who really has done nothing other than put out some silly videos. And the look may not be good. Maybe the look is awful. But right now, that's all it is a look. What it isn't are the things that I think are more critical, and that is criminal, and that is crossing lines that behaviorally that I think now are a problem for the guy, a problem for the football team. I don't know that I'm not going to say we're there. I don't have any sense that we're there, but silly and dumb kiddish. Yeah, I'm saying that, but I'm also saying that like Bob in that perspective of someone who isn't back at that time in my life when silly and being a dumb kid was what a lot of us did. That doesn't give him or anyone else. And it's not right just because, well, I get it. I understand. I've been there, or I know people who were there. That doesn't fly as a, it's okay, but I don't think it's a problem. And I'll say it one more time until it's a real problem. And the problem will be if he starts hearing from football's dynamic of locker room, team game, everyone feeling that they can count on the other guy to pull his oar, right, to help this team succeed. And this team needs a lot of oar pulling. This team needs a tremendous amount of all this infusion of talent, whatever it is, new and veterans who came in via free agency, have to be impactful people right away. And for Johnny's part, even if he's not out there starting on day one, you can sense who is contributing to your success. Backup quarterbacks who don't see the field at all or who see it infrequently can still be major contributors to your success, and everybody knows it. I'll go back to the years that we just talked about Buffalo with a Frank Reich backing up a Jim Kelly. Before he pulled off that miracle playoff win as a backup while Jim was hurt against the Houston Oilers, he did so much in the locker room as a presence, as the guy who thoroughly understood the playbook, as who pointed out things to Jim in the locker room, on the sidelines. We knew that as a press corps covering that team. You didn't even have to work for the team, as I do with this one, to be really on the inside to know that was going on, because you got that vibe and you got that feedback from not only Jim, but from teammates and others. We will know very quickly here, Nathan, where it stands with Johnny and his connection with this team. The quiet guy who's not making a lot of noise and rumbles while he's within the framework of the team, that's all well and good. But it's got to also be more than that. It's got to be, what is he contributing, even if he's not contributing on the field yet?
Right. Do you think it's all, and that's the issue with where we are in the calendar. He can't perform on the field. He can't contribute right now, at least for the next 2 months. He's not here until July, I believe. Earlier that week, the rookie's coming a little bit earlier.
And he's in the learning phase, too. He's in school, yeah.
For sure. To me, my only concern is that it starts to annoy some of the people in the locker room. That would be the only real concern, or annoy the coaches. And I wonder if after this particular video, if Mike Pence says, hey, Johnny, we're not going to manage you. Go have your fun. Just try to be smart about where cameras are.
And no one's
are,
around and, now for us to get that feedback, for right. the record, right? Coaches and players.
They're gone.
Scattered.
See ya. See ya, bye. So, we don't know. But as Mike Pettin said in his press conference after the last minicamp, you know, he was at a weekend function with Jim O'Neill for his camp, and he said there were a bunch of coaches together, and if there were cameras there, there probably would have been things that we wouldn't have been so happy about. But, you know, in my opinion, as long as he is happy with, as long as the locker room remains happy with him, and as long as he continues to put in the work, and when he comes back July the 26th, it's obvious that this is a person who did his homework and continued to prepare to get better, which I believe fully he will. Don't forget, he could be working during the day and going out at night. No problem with that in my mind. This last video may not have been my favorite, though.
Did you, I know the answer to the question, but I'll ask it.
Go
to
ahead.
Set this up. You watched tape of Thursday's practice.
Yes, of course.
Okay. And I was texting you from the field. We were talking about the team drill that he was in. Was he not pretty sharp? In fact, I think it might have been his best moment, a stretch of throws, whereas the only incompletion in a stretch was a drop pass.
Right, and that was in the third down drills, and he was dominant. He had two chunk plays.
And second and third options.
Yes, and was going through reads and looked great. And in those same drills, Brian Hoyer actually went 0-for-4. Didn't have a completed pass, let alone a first down on there. So it was, he shows things. When I say people, you can think that I tout him, and I give Brian Hoyer his credit where it's due. I would still have right now, if you said who's starting for you today, Brian Hoyer's starting for me today. But when you watch a guy who consistently makes big plays, because he does every day, and as you said, that's the most important part, got better going through progressions, going through reads in third down drills, that's where it really jumped out to me.
And that was the point for me bringing this up, is that the progress line. I'm not saying that because he's arrived in any even stretch of the imagination. I brought that up because it says, I think, that he's made progress, that I saw rougher workouts even earlier in the past of this last week in the mandatory minicamps, saw some rough OTAs, saw some things that basically told, more things that told me he's not ready yet as a rookie than he is ready. But in what represented the final day of on-field work in the offseason, he looked better. He showed some progress.
No question about it. And that's what's exciting about it. And I think that's what prompts a guy like Mike Pettin, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, to say that, yes, while Brian Hoyer is the starter, the lead is not insurmountable. And I think those are the reasons that you feel that way about Johnny Manziel when you watch him. You've seen the progress. You see the chunk plays. You see that. Now, I also noticed on Thursday, and made it into my notes from that practice, that I believe it was his very first game, a very first pass, and he ended up throwing about a 60-yarder back across the field, out of bounds, incomplete, caught by none other than our friend Billy Wynn on the sideline, yes, who made a very nice athletic grab on the sideline there. He said it was pre-planned. They wanted to get that on tape. And by the way, he's decided that he wants to go with, instead of Winsanity, Buck Wild Billy Wynn.
I think that works. It's a little cumbersome, and
I like it though.
But it does for
Buck
him.
Buck Wild with Billy Wynn.
I want Buck Wild in this studio.
He's in Vegas.
And we'll get him when he gets back. We'll get him when he gets back to town.
Yeah.
All right. We've got much more coming up. Want to hear from you? 216-578-0850. I know there are many people, we both do, that are out there with opinions. Share them with us on this whole Manziel thing and any other Browns topic you want to get into. But we know that's on your mind, so dial us up. Don't be afraid. 216-578-0850. You tweet us at Browns_daily or at Nathan Zagura or at Vic Carucci. Want to hear from you there. We've got some tweets that we'll be able to share as well. But dial us up, 216-578-0850. It is a Football Monday. We've got another full hour to go with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.